I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Darfur's troubles mean an unfolding emergency situation in eastern Chad. Food for the Hungry Sarah Sawalka, speaking from a refugee camp in Gozbeta, Chad, says FHI is helping the people farm land and harvest rainwater. She says the ministry aspect can be tricky in a predominantly Muslim area. They share their faith, she says, often not by what they say, but how they live.
We make sure that we are acting in such a way that reflects Christ's love, and should opportunities arise, especially if people ask us questions, then that opens the door for us to share the reason for our faith.
Meanwhile, after launching new programs in Nepal 4 years ago, the work of Farms International is still going strong. They're working with 12 tribal groups. The maturing church there is taking seriously the responsibility to remember the poor, providing loans that help them develop dignity and self-sufficiency. Pray with Farms for the growth and the maturity of the Nepali church. And statistics suggest children graduating from orphanages in Russia are facing incredible odds. Many get involved in drugs, alcohol, crime, and many end up dead. Orphan Outreach is determined to change that. OO's Tiffany Taylor says graduating from the orphanage isn't necessarily a good thing.
The statistics are not good. What they face is a life on the streets. They say up to 10% commit suicide within the first year of living on the streets because their situation is so desperate, they don't have any hope.
Orphan Outreach is recruiting volunteers to go and distribute backpacks and the gospel through Vacation Bible School October 11th through the 21st in Russia. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.